That's the news from south of Baghdad. In the north of the country, in Kurdish-controlled areas, U.S. forces are closely coordinating with Kurdish fighters. The Kurds have moved into territory abandoned by Iraqi troops, but they say the U.S. has asked them not to attack the Iraqi army. NPR's Ivan Watson filed this report from Gwer in northern Iraq.
It's been a constant sound here for nearly 24 hours, the roar of warplanes punctuated occasionally by the concussive blasts of airstrikes. This was just one of a half dozen bombs that tore into a ridge controlled by Iraqi soldiers just before sunset. The U.S.-led air war here has dramatically intensified in recent days, to the delight of many of the Kurds. Abdul Qadir Muhammad was one of a group of Kurdish fighters watching the airstrikes.
He says, yes, we like it very much because this fascist regime of Baghdad, for 35 years, they are bombing us.
Just moments after the last in this series of explosions, however, surviving Iraqi soldiers could be seen emerging from their bunkers and retaking their position on the hill. Still, the air campaign seems to be demoralizing some of Baghdad's troops in the north of the country. Kurdish officials say they've seen an increase in the number of Iraqi soldiers throwing down their weapons and fleeing across the dividing line into Kurdish territory. At this military headquarters in the Kurdish town of Kalak, officials today said they received at least 15 Iraqi army defectors in just one morning. Two of the Iraqi soldiers agreed to be interviewed, but without giving their names or having their voices recorded. The new arrivals said they were afraid the government might find out about their defection and hurt their families still living in Baghdad-controlled Iraq. The two men said the Iraqi front lines were being enforced by what they called execution patrols, groups of Saddam Hussein loyalists sent to shoot any would-be defectors on sight. One man described the absolute terror he felt whenever he heard American jets flying overhead. His colleague asked, "Why are the Americans bombing ordinary soldiers? We are innocent," he added, "and just following orders." But last week, Baghdad appeared to have given some of its troops a new set of orders to withdraw some 5 to 15 miles to form a tighter defensive ring around the Iraqi-held city of Kirkuk. Kurdish militia fighters are now destroying hundreds of landmines left behind by the departing Iraqi forces. The Kurds have since moved into the evacuated Iraqi territory. They're closely cooperating with U.S. Special Forces, currently engaged in covert operations across Iraqi front lines. Still, Washington has asked the Kurds not to directly fight the Iraqi army. Today, a top Kurdish official promised his men would not make any unilateral advances towards Kirkuk or the other key Iraqi city of Mosul. But he said that in the event of another Iraqi withdrawal, he had no right to stop Kurdish civilians from reclaiming land that had been seized from them by Saddam Hussein's government. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Gwer in northern Iraq.